1100 KNZZ. News you can depend on.
Good afternoon. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. The First and Grand and I-70B intersection construction is underway officially today with utility work. Waterline and storm drain improvements will close Main Street one block east and west of First Street. Detours are marked. First Street also will be reduced to one lane each direction through the length of the project. University of Colorado President Mark Kennedy is on his way out. Kennedy, a former Republican congressman, was selected as CU president in a party line vote in 2019. In a news release this morning, Kennedy said he and the Board of Regents have entered into discussions about an orderly transition of the presidency of the university in the near future. Today's announcement comes 2 weeks after Boulder faculty and students voted to censure Kennedy for what the Denver Post says were his actions and comments around diversity. Facebook is launching a version of Instagram for children. A handful of state attorney generals now sending a letter to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg asking for information on how the company will protect kids under 13 who use it. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser and counterparts from Arizona, North Dakota, and Pennsylvania say they want to know specifically what type of information the company intends to track and how it'll be used and how parents can review or delete that information. Details are slow in coming in a stabbing on Jean Lane near Patterson and 29 Roads. 29 Roads closed for several hours Saturday night. Police say a man suffered serious injuries. No suspect has been identified. Grand Junction's newest connection to California is here, a direct flight from Burbank landing last night. Avalo Airlines offers low-cost flights 4 nights a week out of Grand Junction, some tickets as low as $19. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.